On the developer infrastructure side, there are several stories worth digging into. Jane Street's incremental library, which scored 234 points with 41 comments, is one of the more interesting open-source releases from a quantitative finance firm in recent memory. Incremental is an OCaml library that implements incremental computation, the idea that when your inputs change, you only recompute the parts of your output that are actually affected by those changes, rather than recomputing everything from scratch.
Jane Street is notable in the software world because they're one of the few organizations that does serious production OCaml development at scale. They've built an extensive internal library ecosystem in OCaml, and they've been incrementally, pun intended, open sourcing pieces of it over the years. Incremental is interesting because the problem it solves is genuinely general. Spreadsheet calculation is the canonical example. When you change a cell, you don't want to recompute the entire spreadsheet. But the same pattern applies to build systems, live UI frameworks, financial pricing engines, and a lot of other domains.
The Bash Enumerator story, the one where someone wrote it because they were tired of Xargs, scored 148 points with 120 comments. The author's complaint about Xargs is relatable to anyone who's done shell scripting at scale. Xargs is a Unix utility that takes lines from standard input and uses them as arguments to a command, but its interface for handling things like file names with spaces, null delimited input, and parallel execution has always been a bit awkward. The author's enumerator, called Bashumerate, takes a more explicit approach to the iteration logic.
The comments on that one are characteristically HN. You have people debating whether this is a good solution to a real problem, people pointing out that JNewParallel already handles most of these cases, and people defending Xargs is actually fine once you understand its quirks. The 120 comments for a Bash utility is a sign that shell tooling touches a lot of developers' workflows directly.
The Linux kernel story, the support for $origin in dynamic linking, is more technical but worth explaining because it solves a real and persistent problem. When a shared library or executable is installed on Linux, the dynamic linker needs to know where to find its dependencies. The traditional approach encodes absolute paths or relies on system-wide library directories. $origin is a special token that means the directory where this binary lives, which lets you build self-contained, relocatable software bundles that work regardless of where they're installed on the file system.
The sort of qualifier in the headline is important. The kernel support is partial and comes with restrictions. The concern is security. If you allow arbitrary executables to influence where the dynamic linker looks for libraries, you open a potential attack surface for library substitution attacks. The kernel implementation adds restrictions that prevent $origin from being used in setuid contexts or by processes with elevated privileges. The HN comments from kernel developers explain the trade-offs pretty clearly. And this is one of those stories where the technical nuance is the whole story.
Curriculum corner moment here. This connects to a broader point about how system software evolves. Features that seem purely technical, like how the dynamic linker resolves library paths, often have security implications that aren't obvious until adversaries find ways to exploit them. The $origin feature existed in the ELF specification and in user space tooling for years before the kernel caught up with a controlled implementation. That lag between feature existence and secure implementation is a common pattern in low-level software.
The ternary number packing story, how to pack ternary numbers in 8-bit bytes, scored 27 points with 12 comments, and is exactly the kind of delightful mathematical puzzle that HN surfaces occasionally. Ternary numbers use base 3 rather than base 2, and packing them efficiently into bytes, which are naturally base 256, requires some clever arithmetic. The blog post at compilade.net works through the encoding scheme in detail. It's not solving a problem most developers face daily, but it's a good reminder that the mathematical structure of number representation is richer than binary alone suggests.